Welcome to the Sharp Side Podcast. My name is Chaz Barada, and joining me is Austin Tark from his car again. No James today. Hey. Austin, how are we doing?
Pretty good. Hopefully no police officers are on my tail this time. At some point, we're going to have a podcast with three people, but we'll have to wait for week 7 for that to happen.
Yeah, it was crazy week this week. Of course, Padres baseball takes priority number one. Woo! As it should. Getting another win tonight. It is Friday morning. Looking forward to it. I will be in attendance in game 4 tomorrow. I'm pumped. I am pumped.
Yeah, you are going to bring us the good luck. The question is, how many 394s are you going to have tonight?
At least, that's a good question.
Everyone you have might be a run tonight.
At least two. At least two.
Okay. Yeah, we might need to push those numbers up.
Well, when we beat the Mets, I had one.
Okay.
So.
This is sort of two. Okay, fair.
You know, but I will keep it alive. The betting trend is that every Padres playoff game where I've drank a 394, they're 2-0. So how can they lose?
You cannot defy that trend. I mean, that you is can't. Those are odds.
Those are real numbers. And numbers do not lie.
Sample size.
2-0 in our last two, baby. Come on. All right. I was the lone best bet winner last week. I kind of balled out. I had a betting weekend last weekend. But hit Eugenio Lopez Chikara on the live tour. 171-1. And I got Kita Nakajima in the Zozo Championship live this weekend. 257-1. Three shots back.
How does he do it? How people... does he know Chikara is on the live tour? And Nakajima. Who the fuck are these guys?
They're highly touted AMs.
Okay.
But no, this is not a golf show. This is an NFL show. Austin, I got to be honest. You got to flip the script because you've been ass.
Well, look. I did go 2 for 3 of my 3 best bets, so I'll take
you
that.
Did.
But as the far main best bet, yes, we're 1-4. Last year, I was abysmal as well. I agree. Something's got to change. Should I start? I mean.
Yes. No, you are taking it away, my friend.
Let's go. Well, the only way to win a best bet is I'm going to bet on the undefeated team. And last week I faded Philadelphia Eagles. This week I'm going to take it. I got it at 6. I like it at 6.5 as long as it's under 7. And for me, it's a fade against Dallas because their defensive line has taken advantage of a lot of weaker offensive lines. We saw in the Rams game last week, I was on the Rams, and sure enough, if you're a bad offensive line, this Dallas D-line is going to give you absolute hell. And sure enough, Stafford was under pressure all day. When they played Washington, another horrible O-line, under pressure all day. Daniel Jones was in the same boat. Joe Burrow was in the same boat. And Cooper Rush has just gotten very lucky. He's gotten 4-0. I call him lucky, but I give him credit. He's a tremendous game manager. And this very stupid narrative that he's better than Dak and that Dak might be a system quarterback, and it's Cooper Rush is doing a fine job. He is doing a fine job as a game manager, and I give him credit. He's not throwing interceptions. But when he gets in a game like this, where his defense is not going to be able to carry him like he's done the last 4 games, Philadelphia is going to be able to put up points. And Cooper Rush is going to be in a spot where he's going to have to play from behind. He's going to have to score some points. And I just don't think he can do it. I think he's capable of being a game manager, and if Dallas is in the lead, then I don't like my bet. But if Philly jumps out to a lead and Cooper Rush is having to throw the ball, I just don't see it. And we look at this Philly team, their defense is – very good, very strong, and the best defense that Cooper Rush has had to face the last 4 weeks. Maybe you could argue it's the Rams, but at the same time, what, he threw for 98 passing yards last week? I mean, he's still, like, this is a very good Eagles defense that is going to give Dallas trouble. And this Philly O-line, it's been hurt the last couple weeks. This week, they're returning 2 offensive linemen. Jalen Hurts is going to have all the time in the world, negate the biggest advantage of this Dallas defense. I think Philly rolls. This is a much bigger game for Philly than it is Dallas. They need to continue their undefeated streak. They cannot drop one at home, especially to a Cooper Rush-led team. All of a sudden, Dallas on top of the division if they lose this one. I just think Philly rolls and they're the better side here.
Yeah, I agree. I think that – also, I completely agree with everything you said about Cooper Rush and Dak. I mean, I know I was semi-praising Cooper Rush last week, but I'm going to brag a little bit. It was a no-sweat winner. At 0 point was I ever worried that the Cowboys were not covering 5.5.
Or winning, for that matter.
Yeah.
Like, they had that thing controlled from the get-go.
That being said, it's like we talked about it. It's, you know, it's the ceiling thing, right? And to beat, like, you know, the last remaining undefeated team, you know, one of – I would say one of the three best teams in football. I think I would go Chiefs, Bucks, Eagles. That's
– Bills.
Sorry. Chiefs, Bills, Eagles. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to be able to elevate the play to, like, that next level. And the 4-1 record looks great. And I think they beat up a couple overrated teams and a couple bad teams. And it's a different beast here. And, you know, like, even Micah Parsons, you know, pulled up a little gimpy. And then he had 2 sacks and a forced fumble or something like that. But it's, you know, he's on the injury report. Could be a little bit slower, whatever it is. I think it is a great spot for the Eagles. And I have the utmost confidence that you are back in the winner's circle this week in Austin. What do you think? I mean, you got to. You're just due.
I am so due. And you fucking last night, Buck blew a 21-0 lead. I did not cover that. One more thing. This is back-to-back roadies for Dallas. That just even bigger difference as well. I mean, traveling, especially from the West Coast last week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a difficult travel advantage, disadvantage. But, yes, I better get this goddamn winner's circle. I'm tired of getting shit from James and the rest of the fans out there. I gotta win one. Hey, James lost the best bet. Let's announce that.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, he did. That
King
loser.
Goes down. It's not just me. No, all right, what's your best bet, Charles?
You're right. I should have been on that. My best bet, we are going to Cleveland, where the Browns are laying 2.5 against the Patriots. Total's 43, and I'm taking the Browns. Patriots have a truly horrendous rush defense. And I think the Browns are just going to be able to run the ball all over them and control the pace and script of the game. Now, I would also, you know, like, the Patriots could conceivably do the same thing, but I think at some point that, you know, the Browns defense is going to bottom out and we're going to start seeing better results from them. And I think this is, you know, the week we see it. And, like, they should have, you know, what was it, 3 missed field goals and a turnover inside the 30 for the Browns last week. Like, they, you know, they left points on the board. They really should have beat the Falcons too. I think this is a really good buy opportunity on a underrated team. And I'm aware that they definitely have their issues, but I just think this is a perfect buy spot. Austin, what do you think? Browns minus 2.5 is my best bet.
I really don't have an opinion on the side, to be honest. I almost lean the Pats. Because for me, I think both teams are going to score. If anything, I'm taking the over in this. I do think the Browns are going to be able to rush for whatever they want. This Pats defense has been a little stingy, but they've struggled on the ground. And this Browns rush game, Nick Chubb has been phenomenal. I think the Browns offense is just going to be able to work. But at the same time, like, I think the Pats offense is going to be able to score. What they did against Lions last week was just very methodical drives. If it's Zappi, if it's Mac Jones, like, I don't think it quite matters, because Ramondre Stevenson is going to be a workhorse this week. I'm going to bet his rushing props.
Love that.
Because the Browns have also struggled on the ground. I just think the Pats are going to be able to move the ball. Not to mention Denzel Ward is, I think, likely out. That is a huge loss for this Browns secondary, especially when Jacoby Myers has been pretty good, and he seems to be Zappi's favorite target.
I'm going to say this right now. He's been very bad this year.
Denzel Ward?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there could be a little boost with him off the field for a little bit. And then if he comes back, you know, one would expect, you know, one of the best corners in football to be better. But yeah, dude's been atrocious.
Okay. Well, regardless, I do think the Pats are going to be able to run the football. My play would be the over. And also, it's just like, it's very difficult for me to take a Browns game right now just because – they just continue to lose these close games. And I don't know if it's Stefanski, but, I mean, as you said, they should have beat the Falcons. They absolutely should have beat the Chargers. I mean, they were given the game to the Chargers. And it's just they refuse to win these close games. And it's like, well, you got a spread of minus 2.5. They might win this game, and they might win by 1. I mean, these games are coming down to the wire week in and week out, that I almost just want to take the Pats just because the Browns are afraid to win. So I'm not going to play anything. I hear your case on the Browns side, but it's a pass for me.
In all honesty, it's not even like a real big football thing. It's just, this is, I think, a perfect buy low opportunity where you get a team that has struggled to close out games versus a team that just won 29-0. Yeah, well, they won back to back games, right? Didn't they start off 0-3?
No, I think they.
Oh, but they played the Packers close. That's right.
Yes.
So yeah, it's I'm feeling quite good about this. It's
okay.
I think under three is perfect. I do not have James' best bet, but I will be sure to tweet that out. Let's go to Falcons Niners. Austin, you have a bet there on the total.
Yeah, I'm taking the over. I really want to take the Niners. They are
really
the biggest thing I like about the Niners is this, what they do for the last 3 or 4 years under Shanahan. And that's when they travel east, they stay east for that week, and they just have another week of preparation. Last week they played Carolina. They stayed in Carolina. I don't really know where they're staying, but they're staying east before they play this game against Atlanta. And every single time they played east and played that second game, usually that second game on the road is a disadvantage, but they have dominated. They're 4-0 against the spread, and they're covering by 13 points in all of those games. And that's like the biggest thing why I wanted the Niners. But at the same time, this defense is a mess. They are so injured right now, which is a shame because I think they're the best defense in the NFL. But they had about 4 or 5 guys go down last week. And that's not to mention guys like Nick Bosa and Jason Verrett who are already hurt. So that's why I'm taking the over. I think the Niners offense is going to be here to play. They're here for an extra week of preparation. This Falcons defense has not as struggled the most in the league to pressure the quarterback. I mentioned that last week when they were playing Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo's splits when he's not under pressure are completely different. He is a very good quarterback when he has a clean pocket. Extra week of rest, Falcons defense isn't that good, and no pressure. I think the Niners are going to be able to get theirs on offense. And then I just think their defense is so hurt that the Falcons are going to be able to score. And that's tough making a bet against this Niners defense, but gosh, I don't care how good D'Amico Ryans is. It's difficult to game plan when you have this many guys out. I think the total's still a little bit too low. I'm taking the over. I just think that's the better play in this game.
Yeah, I was going to try and make a case for the Falcons earlier this week, but it's the Falcons defense is a truly abject disaster. And it's, I think you have the perfect way to attack it. I'm just going to go through like the Niners injuries real quick. So starting corner, Emmanuel Mosley out. Jimmy Ward, I think, broke his hand last week. I would assume he's out unless he's playing with the club, but I don't know. I don't have his status pulled up here. Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, Nick Bosa, all likely out. And there's one more. Dang it.
That's a whole lot. I mean,
that's what, 6 starters on the defense?
Yep.
And now the Falcons, I think they're going to be missing Kyle Pitts. I could be wrong.
I heard he might come back.
Might be back? Okay. That may influence if I do play a little Falcons +5 or Falcons money line or not. But I'm also looking at Drake London over 53.5 receiving yards. I think the worry there is that, you know, the Falcons throw the ball 7 times, but if that happens, then I lose. So I guess I will take that and move forward with life.
That's the other scary part of taking the over. It's just the fact that we might see them just run the clock the entire time, just running the ball. But at the same time, it's been working. They've been scoring points off of it. But I still think I think it's a good look.
All right. We'll save Bills Chiefs for last. I'm going to go through a tease I bet really quick. It's just numbers based. I tease the Saints up to 8 and the Jags up to 8. For the Saints side, it's another really shitty Bengals O-line. And I think the first 2 weeks of the year, the Saints were, I think, last in the NFL in pressure rates. And since then, they're up to like 13th or something. So they've been getting after the quarterback and they've been doing it quite well. I think that Joe Burrow is going to have a pretty difficult time. You know, just as he always does, where, you know, the taking the sacks, being forced into 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 10, literally every single set of downs, because they insist on running Joe Mixon into 4 bodies every single time. And I think the under is also a pretty good look here. I'm pulling it up real quick. It's at 43. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be out, which is a big deal, but he would be covering T. Higgins, who is also likely to be out. He still has not practiced yet this week. So I think there's a little give or take there. And then the Saints are going to be out, are going to be without any healthy wide receivers. I think Olave is going to play, but no Michael Thomas, no Jarvis Landry. Like Deontay Hardy is going to be out, which is their little gadget guy. So I think we're going to see a pretty low scoring game. And it's Andy Dalton's been playing awesome football, but it is still Andy Dalton. So, you know, do with that with what you will. And I think the Bengals have a pretty solid defense. They were able to slow down Lamar and friends pretty well last week. So Saints up to 8 and under 40. And then I do also kind of live in that yet, but I think under 43 is something I'll take a look at. And then the other one is the Jags. You're going to tell me the Colts are going to beat a team by 9 points, and I will laugh at you. So that's about it. Divisional game too. And yeah, the Jags always win in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Is it always in Indy? They always win at home. I mean,
the Jags always win on the road against the Colts.
I'm not 100% sure, but they have the Colts number. If you look at that Texas game last week, they dominated the box score. The fucking losers lost, though, from losing my survivor. I like both those plays. I can't see the Colts winning by margin. And I think the loss of T. Higgins is the biggest issue with the Bengals. I want to take the Bengals. I mean, it's a desperation game. It's a desperation game for both teams, really. Both teams really need a win here. So I think that will go to the wire. Colts? I really like that team. Oh, no.
They won last week.
I'm saying Bengals Saints.
Got it.
You cannot fall to 2-4. Jags Colts. It's no desperation game. That 7-10 wins that division. So I don't think either team is too worried. I like this place. I think those are good looks. T. Higgins' status is a little worth monitoring, because if there is no Lattimore, then that will be a weapon for that Bengals offense.
Yeah, and just the way that offense fell apart once they lost him, it's like it's been happening weekly, because he doesn't play like these full games. But it's a tough scene for the Bengals, especially for two guys who have divisional features on the Bengals. Yep. So, all right, we're going to go to New York, where I think this was possibly going to be James' best bet, but I do disagree with it quite a bit. I like the Giants getting 5.5 points. I think that this is a let me choose my words carefully here. I think this is a well-coached team who plays competitive games. And in these competitive games so far, they have been winning the coin flips. And they've won pretty they won comfy once. Who they beat? I think it was week 2 or week 1.
Titans?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I'll look it up. But Dable's just putting the team into good positions to win. And you have to do that against another well-coached team. I take it back. They have not won comfy yet. They beat the Bears by 8. That's about it. But Daniel Jones just lit up the Packers, which maybe the Packers just have a really bad defense. And I'm completely wrong on that. And they got, Wink Martindale going up against Lamar. So the old defensive coordinator of the Ravens, the guy who saw Lamar more than anyone in practice, is now allowed to scheme up against a defense against him in a game. And I think that the Giants offense is more than capable of, putting up a similar performance to what we saw last week in the Sunday night game. And I think that I think the game's just going to look a lot similar, and I will happily take the home dog in this case. So 5.5 points just feels like too many. And I think the Giants are going to be able to move the ball. The Ravens defense does not scare me one bit. So And like where do we maybe my bet should be Giants team total over, because like I could see Lamar just, you know, doing something crazy, but not that he really has in the last couple of weeks, but I do, like the Giants offensive line great so far this year. Saquon's been fine. Daniel Jones scored 20, moved the ball with ease in the second half despite like a bloody wrist and a broken ankle or a sprained ankle or whatever he had. And like, you know, the classic Daniel Jones mobility wasn't there, and they were still able to move the ball. So give me the 5.5 points, give me the team total over for the Giants. Austin, what are your thoughts here?
I don't know. I really, this game is, I've just been confused on all week. I think the Martindale connection is makes this game really interesting. I hate to see him kind of on James's side. I agree Saquon's gonna be able to do what he does, and that offensive line has still been tremendous. But the Ravens' biggest weakness is their secondary, and you could beat them with speed, and you can beat them with if Daniel Jones is on. And I agree Daniel Jones looked good last week, but there's no receivers. They don't have any receivers on that team. It's Richie James is still their best receiver. They're not
We've been saying this
Tony
for
and
weeks, though, and they've still been winning games.
I agree. But at the same time, like they were shut out in the first half against the Packers. I don't know what the hell happened in that second half. If they continue to do that, that is something. I just like I'm gonna avoid this game and watch it. I think this will be a very good game. I don't have a real opinion because I do think that I'm just too afraid to take the Giants, really. And I agree with you that I don't think the Ravens, James called them a wagon. I do not think they're a wagon.
I think they stink. Okay, stink is
I don't think
strong.
they,
But they're like the 13th best team.
I'd call them more 10 or 11 range.
Okay, that's fine. Semantics.
But but it's just tough. I mean, because Lamar is still special, and we know that. But this offense is not like, I don't know what to say. I mean,
Me
J.K. Dobbins
rephrase.
is.
I think the offense stinks. It stinks not as in it's bad, but it's just like, why are you not doing more with this?
Yes. And the whole like run it down their throat mantra that they've had the last couple of years isn't quite there. Especially when like you have Lamar who's making all these special plays. J.K. Dobbins looks good, but the same running threat is not there that's been there the last 2 years. Mark Andrews has been tremendous. Bateman's hurt this week. I think that is significant. So it's really just Duvernay out there. I don't know. I think 5.5 is kind of steep for the Giants. If you can get a 6, it's even better.
Can I hate, sorry to interrupt. I hate playing this game, but we'll say, you know, the Ravens are at home and then adjust for home field advantage. Like if the Giants were getting 10 points, you would not be even thinking about laying this.
True. That's very true. I would take the Giants every time.
It's, I don't know. It's, I just think like these ratings are just completely off. I could, of course, I know I'm not a, I don't think I'm the smartest cat in the room. But it's, I think 5.5 is way too much. If this gets to 6, I'm gonna bet a lot of money on the Giants.
Hey, don't get me wrong. These Brian Dable Coach of the Year bets are
Yeah,
still very
dude.
live. So let's continue these wins. Really, what we need is some Eagles losses,
Yeah,
because
Sirianni's kind of rolling right now.
yeah, I think he's got it secured. But hey, if they
Well,
somehow
there's
only
still
get the
12
two
weeks
scoop,
left. 12?
I
Was this
agree.
week 5? It's week 5,
This is
right?
week 6.
Week 6.
We're
Yeah, 12
flying this
weeks.
year.
All righty. We both have two totals, then we'll talk the game of the week. I'll go really quick. Vikings Dolphins over 45.5. I'm gonna keep it simple. I think the Vikings defense is a good spot for a third string quarterback to, you know, kind of get a little comfortable. Not that it's really bad. They have a pretty solid pass rush, but I think with Mike McDaniel, you know, scheming it up, he's going to put Skylar Thompson, especially with a week to prepare, in perfect positions. To get the ball to the guys who make it happen. Mostert, Waddle, Tyreek Hill. All three of them great with the ball, with the rock in their hands. And you know Mike McDaniel is going to get the ball in their hands. Dolphins are going to score points. Xavien Howard, I don't believe, is going to play this week. Who the hell is going to guard Justin Jefferson? I rest my case. So, it's. I think 45.5 is too low. And the Dolphins defense has not exactly been inspiring to me so far, especially after last week, where it was just big chunk plays, and I think the Vikings are more than capable of doing that. So Vikings Dolphins over 45.5.
I agree. I don't want to discuss my total. Let me I just want to make a case for the Dolphins. Okay. Because I do think I want to take them this week. If you can get +3.5, that's one of my favorite bets of the week. For a couple reasons. One, I think McDaniel believes in Thompson. I believe in McDaniel. I think he's a tremendous coach who still can't. He's very live for Coach of the Year, too.
Especially yeah, totally. I'm actually going to look at that right now.
Bridgewater is healthy. I don't know if he's healthy, but he's enough healthy that they're making him the backup quarterback this week to the point where they're giving Thompson an entire week of rest or an entire week of preparation, where last week he got thrown into the game. Corey wasn't ready for the moment. And if you look at that game, they lost 41-17. That game was a one possession game. As James's best bet would know, that game was close until the fourth quarter where just some fluky things happened. The Jets just ran away with some big plays. If you look at the box score, that game was close. So I don't think you can say that the Dolphins got blown out last week. What's up?
Mike McDaniel, 12-1.
Yeah, that ain't bad. I mean, he's up there for third favorite. It's just like the Bills are going to win that division. I mean, if they were to somehow win the division, they got it. He's absolutely got it.
I don't know if that necessarily needs to happen though. Just like all the turmoil early on, just with like the two injury and all that stuff. And you make the playoffs, you know, you're a 10-win team. I think that's a pretty good case.
Yeah, and there's things like this ping pong table that got taken out of the facility. There's clearly some leadership going on this Dolphins team. I still believe in them, and I think if you get +3.5, not to mention this is the Dolphins, but it's also just this Vikings team is 4-1, and as someone who has a lot of futures on the Vikings, I do not believe in this team at all. They continue to just squeeze out games, and they do this week in and week out, and they're going to get bit eventually. And now we got an indoor team who's coming to Miami. I'm hoping for a humid, hot game. I haven't checked the weather. This just sets up for the Vikings to, again, just fuck around against backup quarterback and try to get lucky for the win. I think Miami's going to take – I think Miami's very live to win. And if you get +3.5 for the Vikings, do their same old thing they always do, just win by a field goal, great bet. So I like Miami.
It's +3, +100 right now. I'm gonna shop that around a little bit. Yeah, I like that. I agree with everything you said. All right. It's time. Chiefs Bills. Chiefs at home. Austin. It might actually be. I think it was a week 4 pod, but the first year we did this, I was psyched about this Baltimore Ravens team. And they were, I think they laid 2.5 or 3 on the road at Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, it was doom and gloom for Mahomes. And the Ravens got, and I don't know if they, I forget if they got dominated or not, but they lost. And they lost pretty convincingly.
Yep.
And I told myself then and there, if Patrick Mahomes is ever an underdog, I will, or underdog at home, I am betting the Chiefs money line, and I'm going to do it.
Well, it wasn't home. He's actually the first home underdog ever, I believe.
Okay, maybe it was just underdog in general.
But he is 7-0-1 as an underdog in his career.
Straight up or against the spread?
Against the spread.
Okay.
So yeah, no losses. That's not bad odds. That's a sample size. So you're taking Chiefs. Are you taking them if it gets to
money line.
+2.5 money line? Okay.
I already bet.
And I also think that the spread doesn't matter that much in this game.
Not
especially with how high scoring it's going to be. This is a matter of who wins the game. For me, I don't even want to take a side because I just think it's going to be such fireworks and points that I almost don't want to bet any other afternoon game just because I don't want action. I just want to see this Chiefs-Bills game.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
That was the best football game I've ever watched last year.
Yep.
Hands down.
And for me, I hate to say it, but if it's pick'ems and if I end up betting it, it will be on the Bills. I know it's stupid to fade Mahomes as an underdog, but for me, this whole season for the Bills, it was all that game is in their head, in the back of their head, and every single game they play, it was in their entire offseason preparation and how focused they were to the season was because of that Chiefs Bills game. There is such a target on the Chiefs back. The Bills want this game so badly. And for that, my best bet is going to be Josh Allen over rushing yards. In high leverage games, Josh Allen is proven he's that guy. 48.5, I love it. In high leverage games, He runs the football and he does what it takes to get first downs. He does what it takes to get in the end zone. I think on fourth and two, fourth and three, McDermott's going to draw up QB draws like he's done all season for Josh Allen. He's going to force his way to it. So far, in both games last year against the Chiefs, Allen averaged 63 yards rushing on the ground. He also averages 20 more rushing yards in his career against playoff teams versus non-playoff teams. Here's just when he flips the switch and he knows what he has to do to get on the ground. That's going to be my best bet. And at the same time, I'm also going to take Mahomes over rushing yards. He's very similar in that same boat. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but he's done the same thing against the Bills where he's used his legs a hell of a lot more. The only time he didn't, if you look back at his stats, was when he had a little bit of an ankle injury last year in the playoffs. This year he's healthy. I expect Mahomes to be in the same exact boat. That's a much lower number. I think you said 27.
27 and a half, yeah.
Love it. I'm taking the over on both of those. I just think that this is a quarterback's game, and they are going to not only passing touchdown, which you will be mentioning, but they're going to be moving the field through their legs. So that's my bets in these games, and I might lean Bills.
Yeah, I get that Bills appreciation. It's like it makes sense.
I'll say one more Bills stat. Sure. They are number one in DVOA against tight ends. So yes. That is significant. I might even see how I can fade Kelsey. It's a scary fade, but if I can, I will see.
So I would agree with all that just because like Milano's so good. The only thing I would caution against is not to bet no touchdown just because like they scheme him up touchdowns. Yep. Like when they're inside the five. So like that's, and you know, like it's kind of hard to like at that point it stops being like a really good coverage linebacker or coverage safety thing. It's just like, how do we stop the defense? So,
yeah.
But like a Kelsey under yards, like hell yeah. I'm a fan of that, but it's, they keep doing this charity to me. Mahomes three touchdowns and I'm even adding Josh Allen three touchdowns. Last week on Monday night, it was plus 130 and I bet it twice, you know, it's the Raiders. And I think at this point, Patrick Mahomes knows I'm doing this weekly. And he's like, how can I make this, you know, fun for Chaz? He was thinking about me personally. And he's like, I'm just going to throw four to Travis Kelce just for fun. So that's what he did. And now it's plus 150 this week for both of them. Josh Allen is plus 154. I'm doing it. I have to.
Do it.
It's a weekly thing. As long as it's plus money, week. I'm doing it. So
yeah,
And then that's it for me. Those are my bets for the week. I have nothing really else to add to that game. I'm excited. It's the most like anticipated football game of the whole season, I'd argue.
And like this is one of those games where it's like just bet the over. I mean, that number is 54. That number is fucking huge. But like, this game is going to be fireworks. It's going to be so much fun. I don't even want to pick a side. I just want to see an absolute shootout.
I hope that's what we get. I'm a little worried that like the defenses show up a little bit. Excuse me.
If any defense shows up, I think it'll be the Bills.
Yeah, I would agree. That's why I get the Bills lane, but it's got to stick to the principles, and that's what I'm doing in this game. Yep. One thing is that I know James Bennett this past week, but just like the Sky Moore props, I think we're starting to get you know, trying to get him involved a little bit. He was on the field a bunch, and if it's like for an anytime touchdown, it's kind of low. I do kind of like that. Last year, Tyreek Hill was the reason why like that game just went haywire with a super long touchdown catch at the end. I think he had a really big one in the second quarter too, if I remember correctly. I think they're still searching for that weapon, but I think, you know, there's a chance that they think they might've found it. Not that Sky Moore will resemble anything that Tyreek Hill, but just like a weapon on the outside that you can really turn to. Yeah, for an explosive play. So, as they try and get him going, and Andy Reid called the C plays last week, like it's what he does. So, I'm fully anticipating some, whether it's Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Sky Moore, one of the deep threats is gonna get rolling this week, and I would expect that player to do so for the rest of the year. So,
that's it.
Free money time. We'll do this really quick. Let me get two. I like the Niners over.
Okay.
I like the Dolphins.
Okay.
On one sec. One quick sec. Okay. What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Don't take my best bet. Jags?
Dude, you're so due. If you lose again, you're not allowed to have best bet next week.
Deal. Deal. Jags?
Jags plus two.
Yeah, money line, fuck it.
Sure, sign me up. It's the free money parlay. It's free. Also, I mean, no Bears fumble at the 50 last week. I'm
That
not
thing, although we
saying,
lost, oh, we won Bengals. Yeah, you're right.
yeah,
That
I'm
thing
not
was
saying we're
alive.
winning, but I think we're winning.
Yeah, you're all right.
Dolphins plus three.
Yeah, we need like one more leg.
Falcons Niners over. Eagles are minus six.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I agree.
I don't hate that, but Eagles
What
money
about just
line.
eat? Yeah, what was Eagles money line?
That's minus 260. All right, let's see what we got. That's four.
Like 10 to 1.
960. Is that
We are,
acceptable, or does it need to be double digits?
rule is double digits.
Okay. Free money. Nah, I'm gonna make the executive decision. Plus 960 is okay. It passed the appeal process. All right. Free money parlay. Jags plus 111. Dolphins plus three.
I
Niners
say you
Falcons.
wait, wait. The only recommended weight this place is bet. It's not like we're losing any numbers. The only number we
Exactly.
could get is Dolphins
Exactly.
plus three.
I agree with this.
Because if it's plus three Dolphins, I might just take money line instead.
Well, screw that then. I'm just gonna switch it out now.
Well, there's our double digits.
And would you look at that? We got double digits. Oh, it's 12-1 plus
Right, so
1238.
say it
Let's
again.
All right. Dolphins money line, Eagles money line, Falcons Niners over 44.5, and Jags money line.
I like it.
Plus 1238. There's a free money parlay. All right, real quick, my best bet, Browns minus 2.5. I like the Giants this week. A Saints Jags tease, Mr. Josh Allen, three touchdowns, Mr. Mahomes, three touchdowns, and the Vikings Dolphins over. Austin, you, my friend, with, I hesitate to call it best, but a best bet of Eagles minus six, Falcons Niners over 44.5, Mahomes rush yards over 27.5, Josh Allen rush yards over 48.5, and Bucks Steelers over. Oh, wait, no, you didn't like that one. I forgot.
Yeah, I took it off.
Okay.
Dolphins, throw in Dolphins.
Dolphins plus three. Dolphins plus 3.5 with a little asterisk. Okay. Beautiful. Follow
All
us on
right.
Twitter at the Sharp Side Pod, and leave us a little review on Apple Podcasts. Why not? Why not? Austin, a pleasure. I'm
Thank you.
glad you got there safely and you didn't get
Thank
pulled
you.
over. It was good. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. And Austin, what are we going to do this weekend?
Let's go win some money. Go Padres.
And go Padres. Come on now.